everyone, to the first episode of the A3 podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Allman. Here joining me today is Sam King, Evan Hills,
and
Brendan Hamilton.
Hi.
And I don't know, we just started, we wanted to do a podcast, right? And you know.
You can't remember, we're sponsored by Tau Iota Tau.
Oh, yes.
The number one fraternity on RMU's campus.
Yes, we are sponsored. So, you know, shout out to them.
I like that word, fraternity. You came up with that yourself?
No. You know, it just happens. We're a little bit of both.
It's good to be here. I didn't want to do this. I was forced.
Sam wanted to do it. Come on.
Yeah, oh, come on. This is going to be so much fun.
Sam peer pressures people into doing things like no one else.
But yeah, I'd say on this podcast, we're going to mostly be talking about sports and whatever else we want to talk about.
Really life whatever. Events.
You know, what's going on.
And, you know, Ev will talk occasionally.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Well, what's going on in the food world?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We'll hear some Shaq a lot.
Ooh. Yeah, Ev, aren't you a big fan of Shaq?
Oh, God. Number one fan.
Why is that?
Listen. When you have a man as goofy as him and as big as him, you have to like him. Easily.
Is he the best big man ever?
Yeah, I would say so. Guaranteed.
Favorite commercial of his? Go.
That's a tough one. He has so many.
I'm going with the General.
I like the Buick ones when he tries to get in the car. Is it Buick?
Oh, yeah, that is
Buick. Is it Buick? Yeah. When he tries to get in the car?
The Gold Bond ones, though.
He just holds up
that big jug of lotion.
Those are good.
I'm sticking with the General whenever they animate that.
He's just riding in the truck.
Yeah.
They animate the weights in the one. He's just like.
Just going like one-handed.
I'm pretty sure he's like a chef in one, and
it's nuts.
Didn't he have his own video game too?
Yeah, Shaq Fu. It's on the App Store. Download it.
He's got a line of jewelry at Zales. I saw the one day.
Yeah,
he's just in everything.
And he's a marketing genius.
He has clothing at JCPenney too.
That's what I'm saying.
He was on Shark Week.
Yeah,
I need to get Shaq.
What was he on Shark Week for?
Was he the host or?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a host for the whole week. They threw him in water filled with sharks. Yeah. He was in like a cage.
That was a big cage.
And it was Shaq.
He was still the most scared, even though he was the biggest one in there. But
I don't know.
The sharks are going to be scared of him.
Out of everyone, they got Shaq. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Now my professor's going to know why I'm not paying attention in class, because I just had to download Shaq Fu.
All right, that's okay. I mean, if you're not downloading Shaq Fu, what are you doing with your life?
I don't know.
All right, let's just get. I mean,
I don't know.
Football's pretty big.
Go.
We're all big football fans. Yeah. Evan and Brent are hockey, but you know, we don't really follow hockey yet.
I don't follow hockey till after the All Star break. It's not exciting before
that's
that.
That's fair enough.
That's this weekend. So.
I didn't start really watching hockey or anything until I came
start
here.
This
I couldn't tell you who is like number one in the NHL
right now.
I don't know.
Tampa Bay Lightning. They're gonna win the Cup. They're so deep. It's unreal.
All right,
but
you're
I haven't
right
followed.
Here, January 24th. Brendan's pick: Tampa Bay Lightning.
Definitely. Is there
sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Penguins because that's the only team I know.
I'm going to go with the Islanders. I don't know how good they are, but.
That's okay.
Aren't they pretty good this year?
From what I've heard, they're doing better than what they expected.
They're first in their division.
What?
First in their division.
Oh, see? Yeah, so that's
and without Tavares,
I mean,
that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah.
And who
are
you picking?
Doing? Where are they?
What's that?
Where are they ranked right now?
Islanders are second in the East right now.
No, what about the Penguins?
Penguins are second wild card right now.
Oh, okay. You see, they're
good. Ev, who's your pick? Who's your pick? Ev's really bad at making decisions, so give him a second.
I'm going to say Calgary. Calgary Flames.
All right.
I can't tell you one player on that team.
I couldn't tell you either.
I can't tell you one player
on
that team.
Football is a different story, but hockey.
Mark Giordano doesn't have enough hair to win a cup.
Yeah, he does. He's pretty bald. He's like.
Do the Penguins have a chance again?
No.
Penguins always have a
chance. Are they going to make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. They'll make playoffs, but I don't.
They're second half team.
Yeah, I just don't. They're just not doing well right now. But, I mean, things can change. But
hockey's just not big on my side of the state.
Neither, it's not big by me either. I never really watched or – no one plays hockey by me.
No, no one – if you wanted to play hockey for me, you had to drive 35 minutes to New Jersey to play over there. Like, we didn't have a hockey team.
Honestly, hockey didn't get big in Pittsburgh till after they won the Cup in 08 because I played before that. But after that, twice as many people started playing hockey. It was insane.
See, what was big by me was lacrosse. That was, like, kind of the thing.
Yeah, lacrosse is huge over by me.
A lot of people played lacrosse. It was basketball, football. Hockey, we just didn't have a team.
It was just
expensive
the traditional
too, isn't
sports.
It?
Isn't
the equipment and everything.
Yeah.
I think the most I ever paid for baseball is $500.
Depending on the
team,
just
team.
Like being on the team, at least $1,200. Yeah. I think my high school team might have been $2,000.
That's crazy. I didn't know paying for sports in high school was a thing until I got here.
Well, with hockey, you pay for ice time.
Yeah, hockey, it's not a school sport. You don't have to pay for school sport.
Yeah.
At, like, a place.
Yeah, because, like, I know my one friend in high school played, and he said he wouldn't have practices most times until, like, 10:30 at night. And you have games that late, too, because that's, like, the only time they had.
See, isn't that, like, how, like, the club team here plays? Like, don't they have practice, like, real late at night?
D3 team, they sometimes practice at 11. Don't get that.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure, like, the NCAA teams, I don't know what time their practices are. They get the good slots. Then
And they get the good ice.
Then I'd say, like, the amateur teams around here probably get, like, the evening, like, the decent evening slots.
Did your high school have their own ice rink?
Oh, no. No high school does.
No way.
No, right? I don't know.
That's why they're not school-sponsored sports. They're all club-sponsored
sports. They're
club sports
that you go somewhere else to play.
Yeah,
like
you use the school's name, but really you don't have
any affiliation.
Besides the logo and the name.
Other schools? Like, other high schools in the area?
Yeah.
Okay. See,
I would have never known that. Yeah, but, you know, football was – I think football for us was the biggest. I mean,
football
was
a lot because it was Sunday. Everyone always watched football on Sundays. Every school has a football team.
Well, yeah, football and basketball and that sort of thing. It's
basketball's
cheap.
The same
it's
way,
cheap.
Too, I feel like. It's cheap.
You need shoes and a ball. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah. My parents put me in soccer when I was younger, too, and that didn't really work out. I was like, I'm not a soccer player.
I played soccer. My mom played soccer, like the D1, and she was all about it. My sister played. I'm like, I'm just going to stick with baseball and track.
I actually got a great soccer story, how I quit soccer. I was probably like – 6 or 7 or 8, maybe. Probably not 8. That's a little old. But I was playing on a rainy day, and it was raining pretty hard, and I got stepped on with a cleat, and I wasn't feeling it anymore, so I just walked off. And my mom wasn't even watching. She was sitting in the van. And I was like, I tapped on the window. I was like, all right, Mom, let's go. I'm done playing.
I hated those soccer tournaments. Like, you go there for 6 hours at a time. It'd be hot. You just got to sit there in the car and watch them play. It was, and same with wrestling tournaments. Those were just awful.
You wrestled?
No, I had to go to a lot for my cousin.
Oh. Your cousin wrestled.
Swimming tournaments we had, there'd be times we'd get there at 7 in the morning and wouldn't leave till like 5.
Nah. Uh-huh.
So you would get there when it was dark and not leave till it was dark.
Baseball, you're there. Doubleheaders were all right, but baseball, you're there, you're in and out, three hours,
you're
done.
Playing, yeah.
I wouldn't say 3 hours is in and out.
How are doubleheaders like?
Doubleheaders, you have like 45 minutes in between. Like, you play the game, you go to the snack stand, eat a couple dogs.
So you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah, it was fun. I mean, because
I'm thinking I had a few doubleheaders in lacrosse, I think. And I was like, oh, my God, I just played this game. I got to wait and stick around and wait for another one to happen in like a half hour or something, 45 minutes.
I mean, I guess when you're like younger, it's like more exciting.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Or like playing, like for us, playing under the lights was like the coolest thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
Like, you felt like you were in the major leagues, but then, like...
Too bad there's lights in every
hockey.
I don't know. I played. I don't know if this is weird, but did you guys ever do like a flag football league when you were in high school, or middle school, high school?
We had like tournaments in gym class.
No,
like, it was called PAL.
No,
PAL league. Like, it was like the police something.
I played
or something like that.
1 year of like some flag football.
Right, and it was like Saturday mornings. You'd get up. You have a game at like 11 o'clock or like 10 o'clock, and you'd go and play other teams that are within the league, but they're all kids from your high school.
Yeah,
so it was
that
pretty
actually
cool.
Sounds really cool.
I don't remember.
That's what it was, and all the fields were made. They made them on the elementary schools because they had a lot of land, so they would just make flag football like fields, and we would just play on the fields out there. I don't know. It was pretty cool. Did anyone else do that?
We didn't even have anything like that.
I don't know. I did that until like I was a sophomore in high school when we were too old, and you know the league outgrew us. So
yeah, we should do a adult league flag football.
Isn't that intramural? Yeah.
Well, that
that's
is intramural in college, but I'm saying when you're gone, like out of college,
well,
intramural
can
is basically
play.
The biggest football team here.
Alumni can play intramural.
They can?
They?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not.
You tell me I can come back and play in the flag football thing.
Oh, when I'm 40, I'm gonna come here and tear it up.
I invited Jordy back on our
really?
Team.
Really?
If my dad wanted to sign up, he could play. Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, I did not know that.
He told me he didn't feel like playing against college kids in deck hockey. He's told me he had no interest.
Let's get
deck
your dad
hockey,
for
kids take that way too serious in deck
let's
hockey.
Let's get your dad for knocker soccer. That'd be funny.
I'm sure he thinks he's above that, but really he's not.
No, not
that'd be
all.
So funny.
Flag football, that's the biggest football
I
team.
I did that in high
campus.
School. I never played tackle, so I don't know. Wrestling I kind of wanted to get into, but I don't know. It was like the outfit. I
got recruited in the wrestling my senior year. That's when I wasn't going to go to college, And my one English teacher was the coach, and he's like, listen, if you want to go in the military, come wrestle, and we'll get you in shape, and you can wrestle at, like, I don't know, 175, I think he said. And I'm like, sir, no offense, but that's a hard pass. I'm not starving myself and eating a bar
it's
a day.
It's tough. I remember in high school when the kids would, like, go in the locker room, they'd weigh themselves. Yeah. And the scale and stuff, they wouldn't make it, and then, like, they had to sit out, right? They can't wrestle then.
I knew kids that would have to lose, like, 10 pounds, like, in a week.
Nah.
And they would have to sweat.
They would eat
day.
Like a lollipop yeah. a day. That's that it. Would be their meal.
Yeah.
I remember the room they used to work out in our high school. It was like we had like our own wrestling like gym type thing. It was smaller, but like it was just for kids that were wrestling. And it smelled. There was
yeah,
no wind.
It's hot. Oh. It's hot in there.
It was so hot. Disgusting. You were just rolling around the mats.
Those gym classes when you gotta go in the wrestling room and do like the fitness.
Yeah, it was
sets,
like a wrestling room.
Those are the
room.
Worst.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. They would close the doors. No windows in the room, no ventilation
you're all in your
or anything.
Socks
and you're
all
wrestling each other. Nah, I wasn't.
We had one of those wrestling rooms in our middle school, and it was so small, and they would shove an entire gym class in it.
Yes.
We played dodgeball.
Yes.
Yeah,
it
we
was,
used to play dodgeball.
It was like full out war. I was scared for my life every time.
Oh, yeah. We used to play, but the one time the mats split apart for us, and a girl got her ankle stuck and broke her leg while playing dodgeball, and ever since then, it was banned from our high school.
Dodgeball?
Yeah, it was pretty funny,
though.
Someone's
got to ruin it for everyone.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't let us play dodgeball in high school or anything like that.
We could only use the foam balls. Couldn't use an actual, like, dodgeball.
We didn't even get that.
Yeah. Even when I work at the camp, we're not allowed to use, like, the rubber balls that actually hurt. You got to use, like, the foam balls that, like, you don't feel it when, like, you get hit. But you
see, but when I was younger, we used the actual dodgeballs, though.
Oh, that's what we used.
Why don't anyone do that no more?
In gym class, we had a dodgeball like that, but it was about the size of a softball. So you could whip it harder than any other.
Yeah.
And my gym teacher called it, like, the destroyer because it would just – it would leave permanent marks
on you
for a couple days.
Those rubber balls hurt, especially if you get hit in the face or something.
Yeah, I got hit somewhere. It wasn't nice.
Nah.
So our substitute for dodgeball was this game called Castle Ball. Did you guys ever hear about that?
Oh, is that when you have the – like the defenses in each corner.
Yes.
You had the guard up.
It was actually pretty fun.
That was my favorite. We play that at camp. It's
yes,
the best
camps
game.
Do it. Because I used to do like a summer rec program when like it was in our elementary schools. But we would do it in the gym. And each team would have like three set up on the side. And then the other side would be the other teams. And the middle would be like the dodgeballs. But the objective was like to throw them, right?
Yeah.
And knock down the tower.
You had like the gym was split up into like four quadrants in each team. Had like they had one goalkeeper, which you could defend the pin, and then people had to just chuck the balls across and try to hit the pin over. It was so much
fun. You guys
never
played that?
Not at all.
I played a different version. It was called Gearball, where it was like handball, but with a cone and a pin, and you weren't trying to like hit other people. You had to knock the ball off the cone to like get a point or whatever.
I mean, that's like
And we had a whole school competition on it. Like
it would get intense. We were like, oh my God. I thought it was fun. And then we used to play Foursquare. It was very popular.
Foursquare was the game to play.
It was tournaments. Everyone get online. It was competitive. I thought that was fun,
too. Foursquare. I would still play Foursquare today.
I miss kickball.
Kickball
was good, too. They played that at Summer Rec the Camp, too. Always kickball was
there. You ever
play there.
Kick the Can?
No, I don't know what that
you put, like, a cone or a can in the middle of a playground, and everyone has to, like, run and hide. And the person, it has to, like, keep their foot on the can. And let's say I see Brendan. I'm like, all right, Brendan, you're out. But the second I leave, because eventually you got to leave and go find people and stuff. But that's when someone, like, runs out from their hiding place and tries to kick the can. I don't know. It's weird now.
The way you explain that, I feel
fun.
Like I could exploit that game.
It was so much fun.
You must be missing a couple of rules.
I don't know. But those are just some of the things that we played in, like, rec programs, like, stuff like that.
We had a huge volleyball tournament in gym class for high school. That was
volleyball?
Like our biggest.
Was that like the most competitive thing in gym class?
Yeah, volleyball unit lasted a month.
Our thing was hockey, but it was actually hockey. It was like just like, what do you call it when you just like.
Floor hockey.
Floor hockey, I guess. Yeah. Floor hockey. People like cut classes to go to these things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it got bad because like the gym teachers actually had like start doing their job and like tell these kids, hey, don't come in here. You know, you can't be in here. They
I
have to lock
say,
the doors and stuff.
There was two most competitive ones. The one was that Gator Ball where we actually had like a after school competition, and the second one was basketball, but only for like the kids that could actually play. Because I'm sure, as all of you have seen, I cannot play, and there were a lot of people
like
me.
You're the best guy on our team for no. That's Skylar.
I can't even dribble.
Skylar came in a hoodie and he looked so cute
I was
there.
Screaming at him, pass the ball.
He was slow. He was just walk up and then he hold it here and like I don't know. He didn't do anything.
back to gym class basketball in Peters Township, the bad kids would almost be forced by the good kids to cut class. Like, I would sit in the bathroom all gym class during the basketball unit because they didn't want me around. Wow.
People would just skip classes.
Gym class was serious back then.
It was serious. Yeah. Like, they didn't want me. And my team ended up winning because I didn't go.
I heard, like, there a debate teams. Once that student athletes, like, shouldn't be allowed or shouldn't have to do gym class. But, like, gym class was the best
that's
class.
All we
student
high school. Shouldn't.
Yeah, they like athletes make that. Like, I understand if you don't want to do the fitness test because no one wants to run the mile.
Oh, the pacer test.
Yeah,
like that?
No one wants to run the mile, do the shuttle run if you don't have to. But skipping gym class and all, like,
during,
that's the best.
During my when we were in high school, they made a separate gym class for just seniors who wanted to go back and do gym class.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
wow.
They have gym one, gym two, freshman, sophomore year, and then they made gym three while I was in high school.
We
so
had like a thing called gym. Like, we had gym one, like in two sophomore year, like you had that, but then you had like. Team sports gym, which is like normal gym, but then you had like physical fitness where you could just go in the weight room all day. But that was before I like knew what a weight was, so I just did team sports.
Still don't.
Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Gym class, that was the way to go. I would never want to skip it. I wish we had a gym class in college.
Really?
Oh, dude, there's pickleball.
You do pickleball? Nah, I was never a fan of pickleball in high school. I was like, nah, let me play volleyball.
I still don't know what
pickleball
is.
Yeah, like volleyball like or basketball.
Pickleball
get
is
a
rough.
Basketball from the closet.
Pickleball is rough. It's not
me and Ed played intramural pickleball, and
did you guys win any games?
No.
No, we won one. We won one.
Did we?
We won one. Yeah.
Say the only tennis game we won was when me and Pat played you and Ryan.
Yo, me and Conrad didn't even go to our tennis games. We just skipped every single one for IM.
Where
leagues.
Were they in the gym?
No, yeah, they were out by
the
ice rink.
Are they still out
the
there?
Deck hockey. Yeah.
Oh.
I've never ever set foot on it.
There were a couple teams of kids that actually like played in high school, and they embarrassed me and Pat in the playoffs.
Nah,
You and Pat?
Yeah, we made the playoffs.
Basketball and football and soccer, if you guys need someone. But
hey, I am intramural champs, co-rec flag football. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah, you guys
Tau Iota Tau.
We're the best ones out there.
Oh,
we should have won. We should have won men's football, but you know.
No, wait, Brandon was on the. Wasn't Brandon on the other? No, it was just the other meet.
No,
I didn't play.
Jocelyn was the on the.
Jocelyn, that's.
Yeah.
Jocelyn was on the losing team.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Hopefully, she's not listening.
So, what's the next club thing? Well, it's basketball right now. Then what?
Probably football.
Is it football again?
Football.
I miss volleyball.
I miss volleyball.
I miss
too.
Going
sand
out there
volleyball.
With the speaker.
Oh, going out in the
hanging,
flip-flop.
Like bringing chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm, get the cooler out there. Get some.
What's
chairs.
The other game we played? Nukem.
Nukem was a fun game.
That
I was playing that too. That was fun.
That's about at like 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
No one's out there, but it's still warm out because you know it's summer.
Yeah, and why not? What else were we doing?
You can't do it. You can't do that now.
No.
No, you can't do it
you
now.
You could.
You could be a struggle.
Right now? It's probably like 20 degrees. 27 degrees
might actually
right
make
now.
It a little challenging if we had to go out in like coats and gloves and stuff. And
nah, play. I ain't doing that.
The ground.
I'll
the
watch
snow?
You guys from the window.
Putting
in
boots
the
on.
We'll go back to the A3 suite and watch for you guys.
Hey, those
there.
Girls said we can come back,
that's
except
true.
No one got their Snapchat because it was me, you, and Brandon, and we all have girlfriends.
It's
so
okay.
So no one. All we needed was Ev. So
Ev, come on.
Ev would have gotten all three.
I wasn't there.
If anyone from A3 is listening,
please
get Evan Oakes' Snapchat.
He's looking. He's available.
He's
I
available.
Guarantee you, I guarantee you everyone is listening.
We
want to
come
now.
Back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're this all like, oh, my popular. God, I got to find Evan Oakes now.
How long have we been on air for 19 minutes and we're already the most popular?
That's what I'm saying.
The most popular podcast.
Yeah. The views are just coming in.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, I mean,
can
I
we actually see who's
pretty fast. We only got 10 minutes left.
Wait, can we actually see who's listening? No.
No, no one's listening.
Oh, no
nah,
one's
maybe
listening.
Next time I'll look
we're
into
listening.
That. I don't know.
We're listening right now.
We're listening.
That's all
no,
matters.
Let's just do an hour. Let's just keep going.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Don't I cut it at 30? That's no fun.
All right, we can do a commercial break at like 30.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have the Tau Iota Tau commercial.
We need refreshments.
Hmm?
We need refreshments.
Next time. This is the first time. I don't know what to do.
Listen, come on, Brandon. You're
we'll
the,
bring
you're,
drinks
you're
next
the media
time.
Major. You should be
water.
Honest.
We'll do it weekly. Someone's responsible for like the drink and snack of the hour.
Drink
so
and
cute.
Snack? That is cute. Get like a little bowl of chips. Get a little dip going.
Get some buffalo chicken dip in here.
We'll
be eating that munch.
I'm making that this weekend with my new crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a crock pot.
I want to get a crock pot for whenever I move into like a house.
Oh, yeah.
I just throw everything in the crock pot.
It was $20.
I don't know how we've gone this long without having a crock pot.
You guys just got it now?
I just bought it. $20 at Walmart.
We'll just put the wrap in there.
You could do anything with a crock pot, right?
Aaron tried sending me this buffalo chicken dip that had all these ingredients in it. And I was like one of them was like celery. Who puts
celery? Yes, you put you gotta
I asked
celery in what?
Buffalo chicken dip.
You're probably just gonna put buffalo sauce, can of chicken, and cream.
That's exactly
cheese.
I asked him for his recipe and it was five simple things. Let me look at it. It was 2 cans of chicken, 2 things of cream cheese, 1 cup of Red Hot and ranch, like mixed, and 1/2 cup of cheddar cheese. 5 ingredients.
That's what he did for the Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
How much does it make for?
I don't know. It was for our glass container thing, he said. But, like, I'm just going to probably put the same thing in the crock pot. And
just throw everything
just
in the crock pot.
Let it sizzle.
My mom, we have a crock pot at home, and she does pulled pork.
Oh.
Throw it in the morning, and then at the end, by
when
night,
you get
by
home
like
from work,
6 o'clock
done.
Or something like that, you make pulled pork sandwiches.
I'm going to make I'll probably make chili with that crock pot.
That's what she did. Oh, you can do chili, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Get the Garrett's just put, what, I think brisket in there, and they left it all day, something like that.
Yeah.
It looked like brisket.
You can do anything. Can't you put chicken in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually got a recipe for, like, chicken and noodles I found. It was really good.
You have to make some buff chicken dip for the Super Bowl party when we have one.
Oh, we are doing that, right?
Yeah, of course we're going to do that.
I forgot all about that.
I'm going to make some Velveeta and Rotel, like cheese and cheese dip we're going to make.
I'm going to try to make this bean dip that I make at home.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yo, any listener right now is invited to our watch party for the Super Bowl. You're all invited.
Watch party?
957 Beaver Grade Road. You can
come.
That's
confidential. You shouldn't tell
our
address.
You got to bring a drink, though. Well, too late. All of our listeners.
You have to bring some refreshments or snacks. You can't come for free. We'll kick
you
out.
You got to bring a snack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a funny Super Bowl story, so... I don't know if you all know, but my dad's, like, doing our basement right now. I called my mom yesterday just to talk about whatever. And the basement's not done. It's not really that close to being done, or at least what I thought. And they've been working on it for, like, half the year now. And my dad volunteered our house for a Super Bowl party.
Really?
Hi.
The basement's not done?
No.
Everyone's upstairs then.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was like, yeah, we're doing it in my basement. It's going to be finished.
It's just all concrete.
My mom was like, yes, we have to finish it now. I was like, yeah, that's not happening, Mom. Good luck with that.
Yeah. You're not going
to
make it within like a week when the Super Bowl happens.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we take a break? Let's go to commercial break. You're listening to the A3 podcast with Brandon Allman, Sam King. Who are you? Evan Noakes and Brandon Hamilton. We'll be right back.
Make myself believe the planet Earth turns slowly.
And we're back. All right. That was our commercial break.
Brought to you by Taoyota Tao, don't forget.
And Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston always.
Can't forget him.
I just want to say hello to my mom.
Hi, listener, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Hi.
You're the reason we're here right now. We do this for you. All right. So we kind of talked about our high school gym classes and our past, but now I think we should go into some football since that's pretty big right now, and it's even though it's going down to an end.
All right, so what are we starting off with?
All right, so I'm thinking right now is the Pro Bowl, which, if in my opinion, I don't really care about the Pro Bowl. It's not.
Do we like the Pro Bowl?
I don't really like the Pro Bowl. I don't understand how the selection process is anymore.
Neither do I.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just see a tweet now that says Derek Carr, Raiders QB, wants to fight a UFC fight with Stephen A. Smith.
All right.
From Adam Schefter.
Thank you for that, Evan.
Thank you, Evan. That's good insight, Ev. Thank you for breaking news here on the A3 podcast.
Sabermetric of the day.
Stephen A. Smith is the favorite.
You give him the favorite?
No, he's listed as the favorite.
I would take Derek Carr.
No way.
Derek Carr, didn't he cry when he got tackled or something this
year?
Wasn't that a thing?
Well, okay, if you see a 300-pound linebacker,
I do the
you,
same thing. But
but come on, let's be serious.
All right, so Pro Bowl, pointless or no?
Pointless.
Yeah.
I think it's just a fun difference.
Especially the year when Michael Irvin and who was the other one? They did like a draft.
They did a fantasy draft. Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that was – I don't understand that. And you got a lot of Pro Bowl snubs.
It's entertaining, but it's
– I like the skills competition just because it kind of like shows off a couple
of
things.
I'm glad they brought the skills competition back, but I don't understand the point of dodgeball.
Did they do dodgeball yesterday?
They did
Yeah.
I just think it's a fun, different side of the league where it's like, you know, you can get to see these players act differently and stuff like that. I don't know.
I guess,
it's a fun weekend. I don't know.
It is a fun weekend for them to play, but I don't know.
They could get hurt, though, or something. But, like, none of them are, like, on the Patriots or the Rams, right?
No, you're not allowed.
You can't.
It used to be where the game was after the Super Bowl. So even if your team is in the Super Bowl, you're still allowed to
play
in the Pro Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got guys like Deshaun Watson, he's replacing, I'm pretty sure, Tom Brady.
Yeah, isn't Andrew Luck now replacing someone because they're out of the playoffs now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like seeing it on Instagram and stuff like that for, like, the teams that we follow. Like, I follow, like, the Jets and, like, Jamal Adams.
Yeah.
He tackled the Patriots.
Tackling the Patriots or, like, interacting with the fans and stuff like that. I don't know.
Is he the only one from the Jets in the
Pro
Bowl?
No, it's him, Andre Roberts,
who?
And I think our kicker.
Who?
Something Myers. Andre Roberts, who's, like, the punt returner guy who, like, is really good. I don't know. That's really it. That's all with the Jets
so
have.
So no one.
Huh? Do the Steelers have anyone?
I don't know.
Yeah, they have a few. They tweeted, like, we arrived or something the other day.
Really?
They act like it was an actual game.
No, it's not AB, right? Yeah. He's not there.
No, Juju's there, though.
Juju
is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Vikings
only
got three guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who?
Obviously, my dad, Adam Thielen.
My dad?
My dad.
Get out of here.
Harrison Smith, and then Danielle Hunter.
Mm. Ooh,
he's, like,
quick
he's
question.
One of the best. He's listed as the top defensive end under 25 years old.
Will you be keeping Adam Thielen next year?
Of course I'll be keeping Adam Thielen.
Of course he's keeping his
of
dad.
Of course, my
last
team is
again.
Daddy Thielen.
Last place.
Hey, at least I didn't
said,
come
that's
in last.
What you said at the beginning of this year.
I didn't come in last, right?
Where
did Joey
where
came
did
in
get
last?
Where did
I think
get
it was either Joey or Tino.
So
all
right, see, I was safe from the taco this year.
Hey, next year, loser has to take the SATs again.
I thought that was so funny when I saw that.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
And we all wait outside.
We should have done something this year.
I know.
Are we doing regular season or playoff? Like, if you're in... Like, if you're last during the regular
season. No, it gives incentive to play during the playoffs.
Okay.
I feel like
we got
it.
So we're doing the playoffs, too?
Okay. Yeah, the loser playoffs.
Last place in the playoffs.
So are you guys – is fantasy over? Or are you guys still
– it's
me and Brandon
do
fantasy hockey. But
no, I'm saying for football. Like,
fantasy
playoffs are still going on.
Well, there's the
– So who won?
Pat did.
Oh.
Pat?
When I lost to Evan the first round, I was done. I just stopped checking the app.
So when the playoffs, like, are going on, like, is it still going? Is the fantasy still going?
No.
Now?
It
no.
goes through week 16.
But
goes until week 16? Okay.
That you can do daily fantasy, though, like for DraftKings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I got into that. It's not good
so
already.
So, like, betting, online betting?
I'm sorry, Mom,
yeah.
but I've put, like,
betting?
$20.
You
into
see,
my friends. You actually put actual money
Yes,
in.
My friends back home do that all the time.
You can do that.
Yeah,
do
it's
it
bad.
Free.
It's bad.
Yeah,
but, like, my one friend, like, he makes money off it, but then, like, some days, of course, you don't make money, so it's
you
like,
did
lose.
You win
yeah.
any money, Brendan?
No, I've never won.
Yeah, you just do it for free.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm just gonna watch from the couch. I'm not gonna, because during the fantasy games, I would stress if my team, like, wasn't performing.
Yeah, it's that feeling.
Well,
I was chasing it.
I know.
My friends would be like, hey, take my picks, you know, I'll help you, and just, you know, give me a certain amount of money, and, you know, I'll give you the picks. I'm like, oh. Like, maybe I should do it, try it once and see
I
what
don't
happens.
Know.
Don't. No, you gotta get.
I'm not.
He's like,
about
he's like,
that.
Give me 100 and, you know, I'll make you, like, flip it on.
No.
We actually started.
$100? What if you lose? And, like, that's it. We're done.
Exactly. That's why you don't do
we
it.
We actually started, like, a free league on there just for, like, us
I
friends.
Would do free, I guess.
Yeah, me and. I think Ev just joined it, but, like, we did it with G-Law, G-Mo. Nate Roswag was actually in it.
Ryan's in it, too.
Yeah, so I'll have to get you guys to sign up just
for the Super Bowl.
What is it? Sports betting?
Yeah, but we're just doing, like, free ones.
It's
just, like, it's the same exact thing, except you don't have money on it.
It's
just,
free,
like, friendly competition.
See, I hate to win that and be like, oh, it's free. I didn't get the money out of it.
Well, that's
darn,
the thing. I never
I
win.
I could have won $1,000 right here.
My other friend at home also does, like, poker, like, betting online, like Texas Hold'em.
That's worse.
Online.
That's worse.
No, I ain't
like,
doing
whoa,
that.
I couldn't do that. I don't
know. I don't mind our poker games where there's
no,
a
I like
$2
the poker
buy-in,
games that we have.
But
yeah. Well, I barely bet 5 chips, let alone $5.
I wouldn't mind us having a poker game for them. We put like 5 or $10 in each of us.
That's $10.
All right,
$5.
I do that at home too. It keeps it more interesting and people pay attention
five
more.
$5 is the most I've
ever heard. Especially if there's like eight of us. Like
that's what I'm saying. All right, it's free. Enough. Nobody really pays attention. I don't know.
Oh, towards the end of the game,
towards
I'm
the
done.
End, we're like, oh, why are we still
I'm
doing
done.
This?
I'm done. Like halfway through.
But if there's $10 online from everyone, then
you'll play as long as you want. Yeah.
After like 2 hours, I'm like, all right, I can't. There's football on right now.
Yeah, I'm done after around 2 hours.
Wait, I know when last time we played, it was me and Pat left, and it was like we were there for.
Yeah,
because
you were just waiting and see who like all go in at once. Yeah. And, like, but if you pay for money, I think it's a little different. I don't know.
All right, so next time we'll try that then.
$5 or $10, whatever everyone wants to do. I'd be down.
All right. I mean, we're going to be snowed in probably anyway again.
Yo, see, there you go.
So you want to go back
some
to football?
Dominoes?
And,
what?
You want to go back to football and get those picks? I was actually
going to try
and think all of
right,
some.
All right, let's do our picks then.
I want to hear all these stats you came up with because you were ranting about them. All
right, so the stats, the NFL picks in like August by Vegas and stuff, actually is pretty accurate. So New England Patriots have the odds to win 6-1. This was back in August. Los Angeles Rams are 10-1 odds. And then you have Philly at 10-1, Vikings at 10-1, Steelers at 10-1, all gone. Vikings and Steelers didn't even make the playoffs. Oh. And then Green Bay is 12-1. The Saints are 14-1. Jacksonville Jaguars 16-1.
Rest in peace, Blake Bortles.
Atlanta 16-1.
Your guy,
Los
Blake
Angeles
Bortles.
Chargers 16-1.
Gone.
The
He's
Chiefs
done.
Aren't even listed in there.
As a favorite?
Yeah, and the Chargers did pretty well. They were the favorite.
Phillip Rivers just can't beat Tom Brady.
No.
Okay,
no.
He can't get a ring.
Especially in New England. No, he can't do that.
Yeah, New England's always there. The Chiefs was surprised. I don't know. I don't think – did people really expect Patrick Mahomes to be this good?
I think
good?
They were like – Not at all. They were iffy because he's a new quarterback. He's never played before.
It's yeah. I mean, it's a video game, obviously, but I know in Madden when he first started this year, he was like a 78, and then at the end he went up like a bunch. Oh. So, like, no one had any idea.
I think all they really knew about him was he has a really good arm.
That's about it, yeah.
Can I have
That's
one more quick cut in? My mom said her old team at work's listening now.
Oh, now there's
okay.
pressure.
There you go.
The virtual officeware
it's pressure.
Development team.
All right, hello.
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 Hello, everyone.
No, but nobody really expected Patrick Mahomes to go off the way he did.
No, I just think he's a young, fresh quarterback that like everyone's like really attracted to right now, and it's a lot of fun to him to, like,
yeah.
to watch him. I don't know.
Do you think they would have kept going if they had Kareem Hunt?
No.
No, you don't think so?
Running back.
I think the defense
back.
Is their problem
the
right now.
Is.
Absolutely. Oh, well, their defensive coordinator was fired.
Yeah, so that was the issue. Not.
I mean, they did show up.
No, they played great.
Against the Chargers, right?
Who did they lose to?
No. They
was
lost
it the
Patriots?
Patriots. They lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Which was a close game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They went the OT.
No.
No, yes. It was the Chiefs
I'm thinking about
Patriots.
The Chargers game. I'm thinking about the Chargers game.
Yeah, Chargers
game.
Lost
yeah.
by 30.
Yeah,
the Chargers got
blown
out.
Both championships game went into overtime. They're both really good games.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Saints game, they had that missed call at the end. Where it's like.
Yo, you have – so there's people, like, actually in New Orleans right now suing Roger Goodell and the
yeah,
NFL, like, fans.
Emotional distress.
Uh-huh. There's, like, petitions, right, that people are signing and stuff.
That, yeah,
like,
they, you have the billboard.
Like
I mean
– That's nuts.
He technically does have the power to reverse, like,
game,
maybe
yeah.
not the whole game, but
Goodell?
He could say, like, all right, let's go back to the fourth quarter and replay that, but he's
yeah,
never going to do
that.
That
would never happen.
No,
he would
no.
never
would,
do it.
That would ruin the schedule of everything.
No, that would ruin – that would just change everything. I think the only thing we're going to get
the
from
Rams
it now.
Be outraged.
Oh, the Rams fans, the very little Rams
what fans
there are,
I
they're
know.
Pissed. No, but I think what we're going to get from it is now they're going to be able to rewatch like those kinds of plays that are.
Why
the
didn't
penalties.
They? Are they not allowed to replay that?
No,
or
no. they can't
because
replay
it's like
those.
A judgment call, which I feel like they shouldn't be able to. There's all replay after every other play already. It's so slow anymore.
I thought after like 2 minutes, like they're allowed to like go to like the office in New York and watch it.
That's for
what is that?
That's like turnovers,
scoring
close
plays,
catches, scoring plays.
Not
yeah.
for what happened.
Like sideline
yeah.
catches and stuff. Yeah.
What I saw is because it was considered a judgment call.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, it was a clear passer interference.
So why can't they're just not allowed to go to New York or like
not for
replay
like,
that
yeah.
again?
Not for
like that?
Now.
It's never really been a problem until now.
That should be
fixed. There's always a problem with everything.
Yeah.
I think after 2 minutes, everything should be able to be replayed and watched again.
Do you think this is bigger or back with the Dez Bryant catch against the Packers? Both
I'm
are.
To remember that.
Definitely the catch.
Remember he caught it and then he like took like what 3 steps. And then
reached out.
He like reached out, but when
the
ground. Ball hit the
was
ground,
that a playoff
it
game?
Out.
Yeah.
Was now, it a playoff game?
Yeah.
It was a playoff. It was the championship game. I think or the Cowboys round. Never.
So it was the same.
Divisional.
Yeah, divisional round. All
right, so a playoff game. So they're both really
but
important.
But both game-changing plays.
Well, Dez's has to be bigger because it was actually in the end zone.
Yeah. And it now, like, they've admitted now that it would be considered a catch.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
And Tony Romo's even said that would have been the biggest play of my career if he would have made that, but.
Yeah. Tony Romo's a psychic. He knew it was a catch.
Should Tony Romo be the next head coach of the Cowboys?
Why not?
I don't know.
I think Stephen A. brought that up somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Because how he called that game? Like,
I wouldn't put him into a head coaching gig right away.
No? Just something to get listeners from Stephen A.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Like he's
I think Jason
he's a better analyst and broadcaster than he would be a head coach.
He's a great color commentator.
It's entertaining just by how, like, it's almost awful at times.
He's goofy.
He's definitely goofy.
Goofy.
And now he understands what it like says us fans to watch those kinds of plays, the ones that he used to do in his career.
Yeah.
The ones you just go, oh, my God, Tony, what are you doing?
I wonder if the Cowboys fans prefer Dak over Tony or, like, if they miss him.
Well, no, I would take Tony Romo over Dak. And
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not a Dallas Kent fan, but it's
just neither am I. But
Dak doesn't have the arm strength. I don't think he's very.
I don't
good
know
of a
if
leader,
Dak's the answer.
Opinion.
Well, the issue was at the time Tony was like his back.
Wasn't he
broken.
Always hurt?
His back was broken basically, so they couldn't play.
And his prime, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But then you know
injuries got him and stuff like that.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Tony Romo. If you're listening to this, we still love you, though.
You're doing great. You're doing a great job on commentating.
But I think they had that one good year when Dak and Elliott first started that they're never getting rid of him now. Same with Cam Newton. They had that one year to the Super Bowl, and they're never just – they have to stay with him until the end.
They've kept with the same coach, too, that Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're always that team that's good, but then they have those bad –
I feel like
that
was the same thing with the Green Bay, but they finally pulled the trigger on Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
There's no really –
they won the Super Bowl.
Really good quarterbacks to replace the just good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They need a really good quarterback to be able to replace one of those guys.
No.
And
you can't
no
do that.
I feel like that's what the Giants are running into right now with Eli Manning, who's, like, not the answer anymore.
Like, do you go away from the Eli Manning era? Because, obviously, he's a lot older.
Like,
but
is it time to make that switch?
Still Eli Manning.
I feel like the Steelers are going to need to do that soon, too. Because how many years does Ben Roethlisberger have left? A year?
Surprised
two?
If he comes
I think
back.
Two
at tops?
Two more on his contract, and I think that's
the guy
what
can't
I've heard
stay healthy for a whole season.
He hurt him more than they helped him this year, too, with all the interceptions he's thrown.
He was trying to force things to AB.
Yeah.
You think AB comes back?
No.
No.
No way.
No?
If I was a – listen, he doesn't want to be there. If I was a Steelers, I would just give him the San Francisco where he wants to go, and you're going to get some draft picks. Or
I thought of a great trade because I'm sure you guys heard that Arizona's new coach really wants Kyler Murray first, or, like, he said he would consider taking him because he, like, loves
Rosen.
His skill set. You trade AB for Rosen and, like – a first pick, like, next year or something, because AB is a really good player. You need, like, a first
AB
or second.
AB and Larry Fitzgerald,
Larry Fitzgerald's too old. You can't.
16th year he's going to come back to now. He said he's going to come back.
Oh, he already signed a one-year deal.
Steelers trade for Rosen to be, like, the future, maybe train under Ben for a little while, and then let Arizona pick up Kyler Murray in the draft.
They just drafted, what's his name? What's the quarterback's name
Rudolph.
Last year?
Mason Rudolph.
Uh-huh, they just drafted him, and I know Ben was pissed.
Yeah, I think that was just kind of like a late round shot. Like, if this guy ends up, like, picking things up pretty well, but what was he even their back? I don't even know if he was their, like,
Josh Dobbs is a backup.
Yeah, if he wasn't their backup quarterback, they
he's
definitely weren't giving.
String. I know Landry Jones is cut.
Yeah,
he's
was
long
gone.
See ya.
None of them are. I don't think any of them are good enough to really pick it up. Like, where you would want a quarterback to pick up.
If AB does go to San Francisco somehow, some way, that's going to be a serious team if you think about it with George Kittle.
Jimmy G, hopefully,
if he's healthy. Even with Nick Mullen, he was
who's
doing
the head
pretty
coach?
Good.
Isn't like Kyle Shanahan or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from he was the Atlanta's
guy,
offensive coordinator when they made it to the Super Bowl. They're hot, yeah.
That could be a team to look out for.
But, you know, he has to get the San Francisco first.
So what about the should we move into the Super Bowl picks?
Yes.
All right,
what do we think?
Whatever we want to say that for next week, right before the Super Bowl.
Oh, maybe we should.
Yeah, we'll say that for next week.
All right, you're right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, for all of our listeners, this is every week Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday,
3 o'clock.
2 to 3.
That is it.
2 to 3.
But if you look at it, my pick for the Pro Bowl, though, I'm thinking NFC is going to win.
I don't know.
Picked for the Pro Bowl? Who cares?
I have no idea. I don't honestly don't even know.
Who cares?
I just thought about that.
Let's go with the edit.
Go back. You said we should all pick like MVP and stuff in our.
No. Right. We'll do that next week.
Okay. When is the awards for the NFL?
I think it's during the ESPYs, right? I don't know when the ESPYs are.
I think it's next weekend. I think the NFL awards are next weekend. Like, I think they're pretty soon.
They're definitely not the same weekend as the Super Bowl. I know where the same weekend.
They're in July. 2019 dates are not determined yet for the 2019 ESPYs.
I think there's like an actual NFL awards.
Yeah. It says July.
Let me look it up on my phone since, you know, I don't have a laptop or computer.
It's okay.
Rest in peace to my laptop.
Hey.
Your laptop broke?
Yeah, I just sent it away. For rookies right now. It was still under warranty and the battery went. So it's gone for 2 weeks.
RIP.
Yeah. I think we should just do the awards. Why not?
You want to do the awards right now?
Say Super Bowl picks.
Oh, it says
MVPs
February 2nd. I don't even know.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be the same weekend as the
Super Bowl. We got the Super Bowl picks next week. Go. All
right. So, back in August, the MVP picks were Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ezekiel Elliott, and Deshaun Watson. Those were like the main picks.
That's not so bad. The only real bad was Aaron Rodgers who didn't have a good year.
Yeah. Oh, no. The offensive player of the year was Aaron Rodgers, Todd Gurley, and your guys are going to like this one, Le'Veon Bell.
Yikes.
he's trying his
Yikes.
Best.
Yeah, what did he do this year?
Nothing.
He sat on his couch and watched.
He sat on my fantasy bench the entire year.
The defensive rookies were Bradley Chubb, Roquan Smith, and Derwin James.
None of them.
None of them are in the race right now.
I mean, Derwin James is, I think, but...
I would say Bradley Chubb before him.
I don't know.
I didn't follow defensive rookies as much.
I don't know.
And then offensive rookie, obviously Saquon, Royce Freeman, and Sam Darnold.
Saquon should get that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Saquon and
over who?
Baker. I would definitely think Baker Mayfield.
Well, the thing Baker has is he did really well in a short period. Saquon kept his consistency of doing really well over the entire year.
That's true. Yeah, but the Browns went from 0-16 to how many wins do they have?
I don't know. They definitely
7.
Browns record?
I don't know.
Well,
who's your pick for MVP though?
They're 7-8. I'm going with Patty Mahomes.
Easily.
All right, so I
also would like to go Patty Mahomes.
I'm gonna start a little argument here then, because I'm really thinking Drew Brees, because he doesn't really have every offensive weapon he had besides Kamara got injured this year.
But if you think about the first, I want to say 10 weeks, maybe 11 weeks, they were on. Drew Brees was on fire. Yeah. But then the last couple weeks, he hasn't been doing as well.
He still did pretty well. I mean, they ended off the season, what, like 10, 10-6?
The issue with the MVP thing is we get confused now who's the best player and who's the most important to their team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the issue. So, like,
Brees is the team.
That's the issue.
I don't know about that.
And also my fantasy team. So that's important.
With
Brees, you got Mike Thomas on there. You got Alvin Kamara. Those guys carry the team, I think, just as much. And their defense. You got Cameron Jordan. He's just as important to the defense, the whole team.
When you're looking at MVP voting, you're really only looking at the offense because it's only the quarterbacks and maybe a running back.
Wasn't Aaron Donald up there?
Defensive, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm calling him for my defensive player of the week. Of the year.
Yeah, I can see that, Donald. Too.
I'm calling... I think Mack.
Mack?
Khalil Mack. That's
yeah, that's a good one.
How about that trade for Chicago? What a trade for them.
They got a generational defensive player for a couple picks that might
know.
It was 2 first-rounders and a second, I think.
Mm-hmm. Chicago's going to be a big team coming up, and with all those picks, I'm calling Matt Nagy as my coach of the year.
They already seem like they have a young enough team, though, where the picks aren't going to be super important, where, like, if these guys develop that they have, like, it might pan out, like, not next year, but maybe like 2.
Well, I mean, with the league, how we're going towards more of an offensive strategy now, there's like an argument saying you don't keep like the superstar quarterbacks like Tom Brady, Ben, I don't know if I considered Aaron Rodgers, but the guys who sit in the pocket and they're passing, go for a more mobile quarterback and then just use the rookie for the 5 years and just draft a new one. It'll cost you, it won't cost as much money, and you can still fire off the offense the same.
You say that, but look, Tom Brady's still in the
Super Bowl. I'm saying that's what an argument is.
You see that video with Tom Brady and Gronk after they won the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God, no.
I actually didn't.
You didn't see that?
I saw it, yeah. So he's, like, walking that? All smug.
Yes,
and
yes,
we're still
that one.
Here.
It was so funny.
All right, we get it. You're still here.
All right, God, I hate you.
I just
get
don't
off my screen.
Leave.
God.
I try not to look at anything about the Patriots because I hear enough from Portland whenever I watch, like, the Barstool videos. Yeah.
You have New England rooting for the Patriots, and then the rest of the country rooting for the Rams. I think
saw
that
too.
That.
The whole everything was filled with the Rams logo, and then
I was really hoping the Saints won, but
then Louisiana's just like gray because they don't care anymore.
Yeah, they don't care. They're don't done. Care. They're done with football until August. I saw a video, the video of the Saints' first play of the year, and it goes back to the one movie with Adam Sandler, the replay of the movie, Prison.
The longest yard.
The longest yard. First play of the game. They just chuck it right at the refs.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I really like the one guy. I forget the actor's name, but the guy that keeps pulling out like McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Terry Crews.
Yeah,
Terry Crews.
He gets
Terry
me.
Terry Crews. What a guy.
All right, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What time is it?
It's 2:54.
That's incredible. We
so
talked for an hour.
We went for an hour.
No, we did talk for an hour.
We did talk for an hour. It went pretty quick, I thought. So that's first episode.
Next week we'll do our Super
next
Bowl
week
picks.
We'll get the Super Bowl picks in. We'll get the MVP picks in.
And
we'll
talk
about what's going on.
And we'll just continue to talk about whatever, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
We never know where this podcast is going to go. All right,
so this has been the A3 Podcast. Hope you enjoyed listening. We'll see you next week, Thursday at 2. All right, good night.
With a dream.